Hey everybody.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us. I don't know what the deal is with the
We were very much on time,
Yes,
and
we were
now
like on the dot on time. And I don't know apparently there's some sort of listing change going on the live streaming page where you can like change the privacy of the live stream. And it was just like automatically set to unlisted. I don't remember seeing that previously, because I mean I was looking at it thinking that it was going to make the archive public by switching it, like as soon as the archive is complete. But it seems to be still checked, saying that to make the archive private or unlisted when it's complete. So I guess we're gonna find out. I don't know.
Yep.
So. I'm all flustered now because I was all like hyped up for this.
It's fine. We're going good.
Yeah. So tonight we're going to be doing something. It's something I kind of thought of like spur of the moment about 2 hours ago. I recently got a GC Duel, which is a modification for the GameCube that allows you to put output HDMI and analog at the same time. So, or you know. Component. So I'm going to do component going into the OSSC, and it's 40p, and we're using we're doubling that to 960p, and the HDMI is outputting at its normal 480p. That's its maximum resolution. So it's going to be a
Right.
side by side, both on one console. The OSSC might be upscaled further, but I think that it's kind of interesting seeing that the seeing them side by side because I don't know if there's a clear winner based on what I've kind of looked at. So,
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame you can't do the 2X with the GC video, at least not without probably doing some sort of shenanigans.
right. I mean, there's just, I'd rather show it at its like maximum native abilities.
Hold on a second. Sandy's tearing up a toy.
Uh-oh. I have to let everybody know that it's been a very long time since I played this. I'm not a pro at it. I played through the game in a weekend about 7 years ago, and I have not played it since. So hopefully I don't annoy everybody with doing really bad. I'm gonna do my best. But we'll see. I'll go ahead and switch over. Oh, we got a $1.42 donation from Savvy is Joshua Art saying, "All right, some GameCube play. Nice. Thank you." The donation goes right over. Try. It blocks you. Sorry.
So,
I'm getting a really low frame rate from you. Let me do something real quick. Let me stop the maybe
is it
the
caused by none of my webcams running at normal frame rate?
I'm just gonna pause my
You're syncing. Yeah, let me pause mine too.
I think it looks like it's better now.
Sandy had one of these monkeys several months ago. My mom bought it for, it was $5. And the first thing she did to it was she unraveled the entire tail. Like she just started just pulling at the threads until eventually the tail was just gone. And then she would chew through the arms until you could start to get to where the stuffing was. And so slowly over time, this monkey lost its tail, and as she started chewing through each of the limbs, I had to amputate each limb. And my she lo but she loved it so much that my mom got her another $5 monkey for her birthday, which was
Oh, we got another
lucky.
donation from
Oh.
Y2K 1996, who says Corey, what kind of TV are you using? And does it support 960p natively or does it interpret it as 1080p? I'm actually just playing on a PVM. So I'm not actually I'm not playing with either source, honestly.
But you can't, your OLED TV can accept 960p natively.
Yes. Yes, and so can the computer monitor I have above the PVM here. But
we're going to perform a live monkey right arm amputation on stream. Sorry, Sandy. That's for your own good.
Yeah, the TV actually doesn't say HDMI. I just put that on there so people know which is which.
All right, one arm monkey. There you go, Sandy. Let me get this nasty crap out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, you'll notice that it says HMDI. Oh, hang on, let me fix that. Sorry, that's what happens when you throw like an idea like this together. HMDI, HDMI. There we go. Fixed. Thanks for alerting me to that. But yeah, I mean, you can definitely see that the OSSC is like a touch darker. You have like a flashing black frame on your camera every once in a while. But that's okay. I'm gonna go ahead and. Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on there. What that noise was. Why it was...
Let's see. So, okay. So, OSSC... I mean, obviously, stream compression...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, makes it pretty hard to see a difference.
I know, and I can't even watch it full screen, so I don't know. I'm not even looking at either source. Anyways.
Well, certainly for this purpose, they're pretty close.
I'm using, it's 40p, I'm using line doubling for 40p, so it's 960p.
I mean, I think the lesson of this story is that functionally, they're pretty close. Especially for streaming purposes. So here's a question. What's GC dual HDMI? Did you explain it?
Slightly. I don't know if you want to get into
so,
it.
So, I mean, it's a mod created by Dan Kuntz, Citrus 3000 PSI. And it lets you output HDMI and analog video simultaneously. Now, are you connected using your official GameCube component cables?
Yes.
Is that what we're looking at? But you said that the regular analog output you could do something interesting with the regular analog output.
Yeah, you could, using an adapter, you can use Wii component cables. So I could technically go component cables. If I had a third capture card, I would do that. I could do three at the same time.
So, would that be 480p or not? Do you know? Does 480p come out of that port now?
I believe so. Yes. Like, I wonder if I used HD Retrovision cables that they would do anything?
Oh, no, because remember, that's pulling RGB.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if RGB is available on that port after the mod, I mean, I don't know. We need to find out more details about that mod. Even if it added RGB, the RGB wouldn't be in 480p unless, I mean, the mod could be designed for it to work that way, I guess, theoretically.
What's Voltar saying? He's saying, like, there's something going on, like, weirdness going on. I mean, not weirdness, but, like, he said something is happening.
Voltar says the gamma is quite a difference. I mean, I can notice that one is brighter than the other, but offhand, I mean, it looks close enough in my opinion.
I don't know. It's definitely like looking at it. You can.
I mean, it's also possible it could be down to capture card differences too.
Right. Yeah, they are different capture cards. They're not the exact same one between them. So, I mean, that's possible. But
Someone was asking about the FrameMeister going out of production. I mean, you know, they've only got so many of a certain chip remaining. That chip is what's out of production. But I haven't heard about when they're going to start. I mean, no one can really guess when they're going to start becoming rare. So what was
do you prefer standard or sidestep controller settings? I feel like I had sidestep on before, like when I played it last time, because I kind of loaded up my save game before.
Oh, so is it kind of like a dual stick situation?
I don't know. It just says the only difference is that
I'm sure I probably used the standard. It's been a long time since I played this.
All right. Well, then we'll see what happens. Oh, okay. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I used this. Or since I played this.
In theory, the GC Dual HDMI output should be identical to the Eon and Carby and things like that.
Yeah.
But they can have their own firmwares that they can have their own firmwares that you know, can change the nature of the color and things like that. In theory. We were actually just discussing we should probably do that as a quick video pretty darn soon, so this device can play into that very nice.
It's got inverted aiming controls.
Yeah, and you can't fix it because in John's video on the 3DS version.
Am I doing something wrong here?
He commented that it's nice that you have to stun them with the flashlight first.
How do I do that? I wasn't paying attention. How do I
You shine the flashlight on the ghost, and then when their heart appears, you can suck them in. You can only suck them in when their heart appears. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty quick, I think.
Yeah.
Like, Like, you don't have long to pull the trigger.
Right. Sorry, it's like, I know that's been like a long time, so. What? Are people making fun of me?
He says you didn't get any.
I didn't know you're... I'll figure it out. I was not reading it.
I mean, it's been a while since I played too. Have you played the Luigi's Mansion 2?
Yeah, yeah. I liked it.
Huh?
I liked it, yeah, yeah. It was way too long.
I mean, I remember you... Yeah, that's right. I remember you saying that when it came out. Like, it was a little long. Like, it probably could have done with, like, one less level, but... You know, I thought it was good overall. What was your level of interest in the GameCube when it was launching?
I was really interested in Rogue Squadron.
Oh, Rogue Leader. Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Did you get it at launch?
I got it like a week and a half after launch, I think. I think, okay. You know, I liked Rogue Leader, and I'm playing it at a friend's house. I was like, oh, this is great. But it was Super Monkey Ball that made me, like, really want to get it.
Yeah, yeah. I got that for Christmas.
I'm not even paying attention. That's the problem. I'm not even paying attention to what I'm supposed to be doing. Am I supposed to be searching here? I'm embarrassing myself.
Well, you're just not paying attention. I mean, this is not a talky game, but
yeah.
You know, in retrospect, you should have got past the tutorial, I guess. But that's okay.
Okay. So, I'm gonna read it here again.
I mean, this is just, you know, tutorial before going back to the mansion.
Yeah.
This game was released after the GBA launch. But hey, I'm sure they were still happily selling Game Boy Colors at the time. I don't remember the internal Luigi monologue appearing on the screen there.
I assume I gotta use it here. Maybe not. Oh.
This is just like a gallery. I don't know if there's anything you have to do in here.
It's not slightly faster, it's just I think that's the difference in capture card.
Yeah, I would not read anything into that.
Yeah.
But I guess you didn't have Luigi's Mansion until much later. Had you ever even played it until more recent years?
Right. Yeah, I didn't play it when it came out. Leave it to me. Goodbye.
You know, this was, I believe John Source said something about like this in his video, but you know, this was kind of the first time that the character models could kind of keep up with their pre-renders. And but Toad, I looking back in this, like Luigi looks great, the Boos look great, but Toad looks a little off-brand. Did you think it was weird when I mean, you know, not being as much of a Nintendo guy, I guess, at the time, like, did you think it was weird that it wasn't locked to a Mario, like a major Mario platform?
Yeah, I mean, or? I was working at Electronics Boutique at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I definitely thought it was kind of, weird, unexpected.
Yeah. I mean, you weren't a big Mario 64 fan.
Right, right.
You still thought it was a little...
And I kind of came back...
It was definitely strange. I think a lot of people were disappointed that there was... Like, it was the first time that, like, it hadn't launched with a Super Mario game.
Right.
And, you know, Luigi's Mansion being this very different kind of game, especially when it came out and people heard it's like, oh, this is like a 5 or 6 hour game. And, you know, that was the era when, you know, short games were like, ooh, a big no-no.
Yeah.
You know, people really hate it when a game was short.
As if, like, 7 hours is short. I don't think that's very short.
Yeah, I mean, that can be a challenge to get through these days sometimes. But I always liked it. I mean, well, it was definitely strange. I mean, you know, I it felt weird not getting a Mario game with it on day one. But this is actually the first home console I got day one. The first system I got day one was GBA, you know, which was earlier that year. This was the first home console that I got on day one. So it was pretty exciting. And I really liked it. I mean, I actually had not...
I feel like our voices are way
very
loud.
Much Resident Evil.
Wait, you hadn't played a lot of Resident Evil at this point?
I had not played much Resident Evil. I mean, I'd watched friends play a fair bit. I'd seen very little of the original. So I can't remember for sure if I really saw, like, sort of the parallels with this and that at the time. But, like, it's definitely... I always liked the mansion design in this game. Always felt it was good level design, good layout. It's a neat game.
That was my problem, I guess, with the second one. There's just, like, too much, like, having several mansions. Like, I understand, you know, like, the appeal of that.
Yeah, it just, was like, really... Like, you got more varied environments. That didn't bother me, the different mansions. That didn't bother me. I thought it was kind of neat. Although, I think overall prefer the more focused feel of this one. Someone was asking a bit further up if we got a chance to check out the Wii Duel yet. And
right.
We will very soon. In fact, that's basically the only thing I'm really waiting on before digging into a Wii episode.
Right.
Which, like, I'm determined that we have to have the Wii episode come out in 2018, because if we don't, then we won't have an RGB 200 in 2018. And I feel like that will be the ultimate failure.
Yeah.
To not have an RGB 200 in 2018. We have to.
Can you get two of them at the same time?
Two ghosts?
Yeah.
I think that's possible.
Slipped on a banana. Oh, he's throwing bananas, that's why.
But speaking of RGB 200, you know, I was kind of thinking a little earlier. So we kind of last minute this past week decided to real quick do a video so we're comparing all the various versions of Rondo of Blood and Symphony of the Night in light of the new release on PS4. And so we've kind of been working on that since Wednesday.
And
the intent is to get it out for next Saturday. At first we were like really going to rush it, but then it's kind of expanded into being, you know, as always, expanded to be more than we originally thought it would be. We didn't want to rush it, but I was kind of thinking it's almost we're planning to refer to it as the first in this primer series that we've been envisioning for like almost a year now, and we still haven't made an episode in it, where it's kind of going to be like an overview of, you know, the various ways to play. Like, I mean, if you were to think of a series like, use Ease for an example,
because that was where it kind of started.
Okay, there are so many Ease games. Where should I start? Where should I begin? What version should I play? What is Ease? You know, things like that. And so, what this is, I guess, going to be like, just about the Dracula X series, and yes, the Super Nintendo game is included. But it's kind of like a celebration of what it is, and you know why it's loved, and then all of the versions that have come out, and
the pluses and minuses of each, or something.
Right, exactly. So it's pretty thorough, and I was thinking earlier, it's very much kind of like, basically think of it as an RGB 200 series video. Oh, you missed a key.
I got it back. I'm back.
Basically think of an RGB 200 series video, except instead of about a specific console, it's about a specific game or series, which is really what this is.
Or selection of games in some cases.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I think it could actually be a popular sort of sub-series for us that, might be a little less stressful to make than a hardware video. Every now and then. So I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed right now because I've been doing so much prep work for it, writing the script, capturing video, building comparisons. I've shot some on-camera stuff. I'm kind of experimenting doing something like Corey has done a few times more recently, which is shoot on-camera and voiceover separate. I'm always a little like reluctant to do that because I like audio consistency. I like it to sound like it was all recorded in the same place at the same time. but you know, I'm going to experiment with that. But you need me to throw this moose? Look at this moose, Sandy Scott. You need me to throw it?
I don't understand this. I'm looking. Do I gotta hold down the button?
If I remember, it's been a long time. You have to like do something in the room to like trigger the ghost into attacking you when it's like one of the designed ghosts.
Right. I mean, it says to search for the heart. I can't zoom in or anything. So I gotta get real close.
It would be great to twitch it up this week. I would very much like to. You know, I still haven't continued Mega Man 11. I almost feel like I probably ought to restart Mega Man 11 at this point. once I sort of get a handle on this episode and have a firm idea of how much of my time it's going to take to edit, hopefully Look away from him and wait for him to yawn. Yeah, you kind of just have to catch them off guard. There's like various tricks to it. I don't remember it very many specifics.
That's cool. I can.
It's just sort of a little bitty puzzle for each little room. And it's cool because each room is like very intricately designed.
Yeah. You know?
It's really a great idea for, you know, a launch title because all the action can take place in... Oh, I don't remember the mushrooms.
Yeah, me either.
You know, all the action can take place in, you know, a confined space and they can really optimize it, you know, for new hardware.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited about the, like, the Primer series that we've been thinking about for a long time and... We were going to do it, like, with the original Mega Man games before Mega Man 11 came out, but we just, like... the thing that we went to Japan for that we haven't, like, nobody knows what it is yet, that is the thing that is preventing us from doing certain things. I mean, it's not preventing us from doing things,
Well,
but...
It's just that... It needs to be finished.
Yes.
Relatively soon.
Yeah.
And we.
It's a priority. You know,
I'm
it's
sure
a...
when we're going to post it to the channel, but it needs to get done.
Yeah.
Soon, and it's challenging because we're dealing with
the Japanese language.
With Japanese.
Yeah, interface. And I have somebody who's like helping me translate and everything, and it's going good. And I, you know, it's like, that is the, like, that's the kind of the thing that's like, kind of like is challenging right now. It's only challenging because like, you're the one that's like kind of doing these, like, it's like doing the regular episodes and I'm working on that.
Right. So I feel like once that's not breathing down our necks, it's going to be a little easier because I mean, you know, we want to release episodes more than every other week if we can.
Right.
But at the end of the day, our goal is still every other week. So once, you know, once you aren't working on that, then each of us essentially has a month for an episode, which is way overkill for your average episode.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that gives us the room to, you know, if I need a month to put together a Wii episode, I can do that. You know, but right now we kind of can't.
Right.
So that's why I'm trying to do episodes that I can do in 1 to 2 weeks. I keep putting off this, the documentary on the Konami artist because we keep doing these things like, oh, you should do this first because it'd be really quick. And then it becomes this big thing.
Yeah.
But it's still something that I'm going to be able to get done in, you know, under 2 weeks. Although that's not considering the fact that I've been working evenings and through the weekend. But the goal long term is to not really do that very often. Or at least work very limitedly over the weekends.
I gotta do something to the mirror by opening the. Oh, unless I can get behind it. Oh. Okay. I don't know how I trigger that, but I did.
Ryan Schmidt says we should do Sonic 1 for that series because there's like a thousand versions.
That would
be... you could just do a Sonic 1 primer.
Yeah. Why not? Exactly. I mean, I'm excited about
it. Be a whole series
About the series, just like in general. I'm pretty excited about it.
Gosh, do you think it would even be possible
totally.
For you to play almost every version of Sonic 1? There are so many.
I'd be really good at it. I mean, I'm not bad at it, but at this, like, by any means, but
you'd get real good at it. You know, I gotta say, working on this video, like, I definitely think I like Rondo more than Symphony. At least the early parts of Symphony, like, get real old when you're playing it, like,
yeah,
in like four different versions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've only played all the way through Symphony one time. Like, I'd like
Same
to do
here.
It again. I've actually only... Well, I may have... I definitely played some of the special modes in Dawn of Sorrow. But otherwise, I've generally only played the Metroidvania sub-series, if you will. I've generally played all those games only one time. Well, you know what? I also played some special modes in Portrait of Ruin. Like, I feel like the time that I was, like, the most into those games was probably, like, Dawn of Sorrow through Portrait of Ruin. Like, I was really feeling it.
I mean, The only one I finished of the post Symphony of the Night games was Aria of Sorrow.
That's probably the shortest one, or at least it was the shortest one.
I mean, it's the only one that like really kind of hooked me, I think.
I'm trying to think. Have I played Harmony of Dissonance twice? I feel like Harmony of Dissonance is not super popular because it maybe kind of has a less robust art style, I guess. And it's like kind of like overly bright and candy colored because of all the criticism of how dark Circle of the Moon was. But I really like it because I like the overlapping castle concept in it.
Yeah. It's been a long time for me.
I'm very big into like light world, dark world style interactions, and that fit that pretty well. I'm going to be curious how many comments there's going to be on this video that really like the look of the.
The PSP version?
Well, I'm not talking about the remake. I'm talking about the... I kind of like the Rondo remake. It's not as good as the original version, but I like it. I like that it exists. It looks cool in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely prefer the original, for sure. But... The original versions contained in Dracula X Chronicles. I'm curious how many people are going to say they really like the look of it because it's like kind of very blurry scaling. And some people are probably going to really like it.
Yeah.
For that.
The stuff in the new version, I love how the 3D elements look in the new version that just came out.
I'm split on it because, like, they look jumpy as they move. Just because of the way the, like, points are plotted on the PS1.
I didn't think that was... At least for the books.
I mean, the books probably look okay because they're moving so much. But if you look at, like, the polygon thing that becomes the coffin when you save... As it rotates, it's like kind of jumpy. Like the clock tower in the background when you're playing as Richter in the beginning, like it looks really just jittery. It's just jumpy all over the place. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is neat. It is neat. I mean, the thing is, the new version is like the most bare bones, minimum effort, minimum budget.
Not that means it looks bad. But
that doesn't mean it looks bad. No, it's very minimum effort.
Yeah.
But it's still okay.
Yeah.
It's sharp. The scaling is good. But the emulation is equivalent to PSP. So any problems that were there, or any good points that were there, you know, you should expect them there. Because it is believed to actually be a PSP emulation.
Right.
In the video, I stopped short of outright making that claim. Because, I mean, there's... You know, even if people are saying that, unless I had the capability to verify it myself,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
But we are...
But I do suggest, like, hey, people believe this may be the case, and here are some reasons why it may be true. For example, I think the best example I found was this vertical scrolling glitch that happens in the level where you fight Death in Rondo. And that glitch looks to the frame identical on PSP. And it doesn't happen on Wii. And it doesn't happen on original hardware. I think it's definitely pretty interesting. And the other thing, like, the scan lines are a joke. They may as well have not been included. They are an absolute joke.
Yeah,
There was no attempt made to actually have the lines line up with the game's pixel grid. Like, it just, like, goes through, like, the middle of a pixel column or a pixel row. It's ridiculous. But that said, while all the graphical features are bad, it still looks good. Still plays fine. Some people will probably even consider it the ultimate version. Because, we're not going to be able to show Maria gameplay on the PS4 version because, I just don't have time to play through the whole game.
Right.
But I mean, Maria can be unlocked in the PSP version. She's different from how she is in the Saturn version. And from what I've read, she is indeed in the new version, and you should basically expect all the stuff in the PSP version.
Right.
So especially people who like the new dub, like, they're probably going to consider the
PSP
version.
I mean, I wonder if I could try to finish it.
How long do you think it'd take you?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember how long it is, but I mean, there's...
I don't know. I don't know if it's worth the time.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Toon Skunk, I don't think the Rondo of Blood and Symphony of Night is going to come to Switch. It's because, I mean, this is evidence. It should. By all accounts, it is a very strange thing that it is not on Switch and Xbox One and PC. But people generally believe that Sony handled it because they also generally believe it is using PSP emulation to run. They're using the versions that were in the PSP version running on PSP emulator. So... it would make sense because obviously that's Sony's emulator, and Konami being Konami was probably just like, oh hey,
right,
we can make money off of this stuff that we have and we don't have to do anything.
Basically
Sony just plugs it in and there you have it.
The emulator can go to 4K,
if they were outsourcing this to, M2 or Digital Eclipse or whatever, then no doubt they would be coming out on all these different consoles, but it also would have been, a project that that cost more money. Yes, you can set a black border in Requiem. Otherwise, the borders are similar, if not exactly the same, as Dracula X Chronicles. But there is a new black border. Yes. This is the only way to play, really.
Those close-ups of the hand opening the door, it just like it looks like it's at an extremely high frame rate.
It is. It was 60 frames.
Oh, and okay, because it's this.
Yeah,
funny.
John talks about in his Luigi's Mansion video.
Okay, I did not watch it. So
there's the bump mapping where you went down the stairs on the brick wall. I think that's the first time I saw bump mapping in person. Well, I guess it's bump mapping on the floor in here too. Yeah, those door. And did you notice that there's actually like not just Luigi's shadow on the doorknob, but there's a very faint reflection of his arm as he reaches out to the door. It's like it's crazy how detailed it is. Let's
see that MJKVT is a new subscriber. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. There is. I've been very happy how subscribers have been going up, even though like the only video we've released recently has been the Perfect Dark Zero video, which, you know, was not intended to be a blockbuster video or anything.
It's done pretty well though. I mean,
but it's done.
If the channel's like been getting shared out recently, like by if like YouTube's been sharing it a bit more.
Yeah.
Because you know, comments. There's been a lot of comments on like old videos. This week, and also, you know, just like the subscriptions have been going up, like have like doubled per day for like the last week. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if YouTube has decided to just share out the channel a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it's been doing very well in spite of no like recent blockbuster videos. I mean, I guess the Switch video was a little bit big. But, you know, that was, you know, getting to be a bit ago at this point.
Yeah.
BBA is asking, did the arcade of this come out in the West? If I ever knew about the arcade version, I totally forgot about it. So there's an arcade version, huh?
Yeah, about that? I remember that.
I assume it's like a totally different thing, probably by Namco or something.
It's like, I think it's like a light gun game.
Huh?
Awesome. But yeah, I mean, you have the Poltergust.
That kind of reminds me how there was, I think it was a Galloping Ghost. There was a
the Castlevania.
There was it was Konami, but it was I do not think it was Castlevania or Dracula branded, but it was definitely like a Vampire Hunter like motion control whip game. But it was unfortunately it was. Not calibrated right, and we couldn't really play it, but it looked awesome. BBA says it came out a few years ago here in Japan. Player co-op on rails shooter. Oh man, I wish we'd see it when we were in Japan. I don't know what arcades you would go to. Like, do they have those at like the Taito or Sega arcades? We saw several of those. I don't think did we never go into any of the Sega arcades.
No, I mean, we went into, like, inside of them to, like, the entrance, basically.
I don't remember doing that. I mean, I remember going into one of the Taito ones.
I hate inverted controls so much.
I mean, I used to love them, but...
Yeah, same here.
Now we've adapted to the modern way, and that's the hardest thing about revisiting this generation of gaming, is most games... are inverted by default and don't reliably have options, especially Nintendo games.
Right.
You know, that was one point that John made in favor of the 3DS game in his video. So something that I need to examine a bit, you know, as we do GameCube stuff in the future, I never realized this. I kind of noticed this, but I didn't realize it was a 480p specific issue. And what's amazing is I don't think anyone has ever mentioned this in a comment on our GameCube video. It feels like something that would be pretty well known that I just overlooked. But John pointed out to me that a lot, maybe most 480p GameCube games run at a lower bit depth in 480p than they do at 480i. So John actually says he prefers many GameCube games at 480i.
Really?
Yeah, because there's dithering. Now, noticed dithering in Wind Waker because it's pretty easy to see because of the flat colors. But yeah. I just thought it was inherent to the game. Like, it never occurred to me there was a 480p issue.
This game is definitely a bit more fun than I remember it being.
No, I'm glad you're getting into it after a rough stop.
Yeah.
A rough start.
I mean, I have, like, on my finished game, there's, like, a hidden mansion. Is that, like, a whole new level or a whole new area?
Oh, I think it's just, like, a second quest sort of thing. I think it's just kind of remixed. I totally forgot about that, so I don't remember what's different. Just kind of a hard mode, a range mode, essentially, I think.
Oh, I'm spinning.
You know, it's funny to notice that Luigi's got nose physics in this, because I remember
take that, dead or alive.
Oh, I remember noticing it in the Mario Odyssey trailers before it came out, and I just thought, wow, that's so weird. And I obviously totally forgot Luigi did nose physics first. Diggity is asking, anyone else not too impressed with the video quality on PS4 version of Rondo of Blood? I mean, I think it's as sharp as can be. It's got the correct aspect ratio, interpolated horizontal scale. I mean, all of the video features are bad, but if you just play it as is,
yeah,
it looks very good to me. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a low quality, well, not low quality, but, you know,
low effort. You're struggling really hard because you hate it when people say, oh, it's lazy.
And right. I hate when people say that, because it all ultimately comes down to the budget. And I'm sure the people who work on this wish it could be better and just do the best they can.
Right.
I don't like it when people say this, because at the end of the day, you know, game developers have a rough, you know.
Yeah, it's challenging.
And it's not the fault of the people in the trenches, you know.
Right.
But you know, it's very clear that Konami took an approach with this that cost them the least money, the least time. And, you know, the term I used in the script was bargain bin emulation. Because that really was what it was. I mean, Sony just had this. I mean, again, I don't want to make the claim without knowing 100% for sure, but it seems like a very sure bet. It's just PFP emulation Sony already had.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, these are like the ones you get throughout the entire game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like letting the booze out, you they're like the bonus. Like you got to collect all of them or something like that.
If I recall correctly, I believe you have to catch at least a certain number to progress through the game. I want to say there's certain points in the game that are kind of gated by how many boos you've got. But I don't think you have to get all of them. But maybe you do. I don't remember.
That poor feller. Suku suku.
Yeah.
Each boo and slowly weaken the group's power. That's right, because the big boo is like the main last boss, right?
Yeah, King Boo or whatever, I think officially. I mean, let me see if I can share this. This is an incomplete comparison. This is an incomplete comparison, but it's because I'm waiting for Corey to send me a standard PS4 variation of it. But I mean it's sharper than OSSC 5X and is correct aspect ratio with interpolation, which I like. So
Mario.
I mean, I think it looks good.
Yeah, I mean,
be
I started
prepared
playing
for
it, playing
for
it.
A
I was
lot
like, I
of
kinda just want to keep on playing it.
be prepared for a lot of comparisons in this video. They're just
but that's what's fun about it, I guess.
They're just Richter and Maria and Alucard. I do have the librarian in there. And also the gigantic wall meat at the end of level 3 in Rondo. I have that in a comparison against the PSP remake, which is actually kind of funny because the wall meat doesn't disappear in Rondo. And in the PSP version, it like starts flashing away after just a few seconds. So like, it goes away and I'm like, oh, it just disappears. I like, Richter moves forward. I don't know if in the edit it's going to have enough time to show that or not, but it'd be kind of funny.
How do I get the booze to appear again?
I don't remember. Are they just like hidden in certain objects or something?
Probably. If I hear one in here, I'm looking.
Scoot, I am actually mostly playing Requiem with the full, the larger sizing, because there's really no downside, because both of them use horizontal interpolation. In fact, 1080p, if you're using a standard PS4 or your PS4 system is set to 1080p, that's actually the only scenario. Actually, only Rondo uses non-interpolated 4X scaling for the normal. Now, so that's got sharp lines vertically. But then the horizontal edges are interpolated. They're always interpolated. But for whatever reason, Symphony of the Night is interpolated horizontal and vertical. Symphony of the Night is a little softer. I don't think it's noticeable, though, because the interpolation is pretty good, in my opinion. Symphony of the Night is blurrier at 1080p normal size than Rondo is, for whatever reason. And if you're playing Symphony at normal size, it's actually using square pixels, which is incorrect because it's a 256 wide pixel game. Rondo doesn't do that. Rondo is correct aspect ratio no matter which view mode you choose. But Symphony is only the correct aspect ratio if you use the full. Then it's a little wider than tall, which is how it's supposed to be. The pixels are wider than tall. But Symphony might look like it is filling too much of the screen, because actually the pillar boxes for Symphony when you're in full mode are actually very, very small. And the reason for that is because Symphony uses fairly generous letterboxing on the top and bottom, so they're actually making it bigger to fill the whole vertical space, so that those letterboxes are cut out. So it might look like it's, at a glance you might think, oh, that's too wide, right? Because the pillar boxes are so small. Oh, yeah. But so I recommend just playing, just not even worry about it. Just play it full. The vertical interpolation is, in my opinion, pretty good. But otherwise, all the visual features are bad. But the sizing works just fine.
Do I just got? I think I just got to knock around here until I find the Boo.
Mario. Mario.
Because I heard that it'd make a noise.
Mario. Mario.
I don't remember what I was supposed to do.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's judging me by. Oh, I see.
Well, I see.
The scanner shows how close I am, right? Is it flash?
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah. All the other features, I mean, in my opinion, I think it just called smoothing. In my opinion, smoothing is bad. Some people might like it. The scan lines are bad because they do not line up to the pixel rows at all. I mean, some of them do, but just by chance. I mean, there's no attempt to make it actually line up. And then there's an interlacing feature for what reason? The only reason there could want to use an interlaced mode is if they're nostalgic for playing it on a CRT off of a PS3. Then it would have been interlaced. But otherwise, it makes no sense.
It's Game Boo.
Game Boo. Oh, they all have their own names.
Yeah, I forgot about that. So they run from room to room, so you can't. It's harder to catch them, I guess.
Yeah, they're sort of more of a side thing, but I do think. They are required to some extent. Oh yeah, there is added vibration and
There is a lot of added vibration. I mean, like every time you use your whip.
Yeah, I mean I think it's pretty decently done, but I mean, I guess you can probably turn that off in the system if you don't like that, but there's no in-game option to turn it off to my knowledge.
Yeah, it's true. I did not notice that. I noticed that was not the case. All right, that you cannot turn it off.
And I don't think you can turn the controller speaker function off either, unless you can do that in the system menu. I'm not sure.
Well, I never use my controller speaker. I just have it off permanently.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, games so rarely use it that...
You just don't even think about it.
I don't turn it off normally because, like, what if a game does use it and it's kind of cool, you know? Like, the Wii speaker, the Wii controller speaker, like, I never have that crap turned on because the quality of that speaker is so bad. But the PS4 speaker is pretty decent quality. So, I mean, every once in a while I've played a game that kind of used it in a fun way.
Where am I going here?
How have our switches held up? No bending or cracking? Yeah, no problems with mine. Yeah. We both applied a... What do you call it?
Like a tempered glass.
Tempered glass screen protector on it. You know, just because, you know, over time you're gonna get little teeny nicks on the screen no matter what you do, I feel.
Right.
So, you know, especially if you're taking it places. So I figured better safe than sorry. And I'm very proud of how I applied it.
Yeah.
I screwed up on the first one, but
it came with
you
two.
Actually gave me the you got yours on perfectly, and so you gave me your spare.
Yeah,
and then I screwed up applying that and bought my own pack, and then the second one I applied absolutely perfectly.
Yeah, I got real lucky, and I'm glad I haven't had any problems with it. You know, like the screen is not cracked or the. The tempered glass is not cracked at all. I put tempered glass on my phone, and it has not been too lucky. Nearly that lucky. I guess it's different circumstances, though.
Wait, tempered glass on what?
On my phone.
Oh. See, like, you know what amazes me? I mean, I'm pretty sure you're this way. I mean, you've just got your cracks on it now, right?
On my phone? Yeah,
yeah.
On the glass. Yeah, I mean it's a mess. It looks horrible.
Like I mean you're not the only one. I see people like that all the time, and it blows my mind because like if my screen protector cracked, like it would be gone so fast. There'd be another one on it. Like I could not live that way. I could not live that way.
Even on your phone?
Huh?
You on your phone?
Well, I mean, your phone is something you use all the time, every day.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't even think about it. But I mean, I should.
Oh, it would drive me nuts.
You know what?
I don't know how people live that. I mean, even though phones are expensive, and I have no like desire to upgrade my phone, like if my phone screen got a crack in it, like I would just suck it up and buy a new phone. Because like I couldn't deal. I could not deal.
I can understand that, you know, but I think that it would drive me crazy like if it happened to like one of my game systems or something like that. But for my, I guess I just kind of view the phone as being like a little bit more disposable. Like I know that I'm not gonna have it.
I mean to an extent, yeah. I mean, in fact, I would say the fact that I see it as disposable is part of the reason I would, if my screen did get a crack, I would have to get another one because it's just, I mean, it just like you would feel the crack as your finger goes over it and
Yeah, I mean, nah. Mine's like, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's pretty bad.
I couldn't deal with it.
I thought about just taking it off because... It just doesn't like maybe I don't even need to have it on there.
Your phone's kind of old at this point, isn't it?
No, it's a year old.
See, I mean, mine's a first gen Google Pixel, and like when I quit my job, I was able to buy it off of them for $16 because it was. I guess they considered that the value of it at that point. I'm like, yes, because I mean. I have no need of a more powerful phone, and it works great. It's a great phone. I love it. But And I was not excited about the prospect of, oh, if I leave my job, am I going to have to buy a new phone? I don't need a new phone. I don't want to pay that much money. But if it had a screen on it, oh, I'd be ready to, or a screen on it. If it had a crack on the screen, I would be very ready to spend that money because I couldn't deal with it. Couldn't deal with it. I mean, my previous phone got a crack in the screen, which made it, I mean, the screen didn't work. So there wasn't really even a question at that time. But had it just been a crack and it still worked, I would have still had to get it. I just,
Well, I mean, it just.
I think the main thing is like your finger going over the cracks.
Oh, well, yeah.
More so than how it looks. I couldn't do it. Anyway, I've ranted about that now.
They. Inversion like screws me up so bad.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely incentive to get.
I mean, I don't like the game enough to get the 3DS version.
I mean, if it was on Switch, I would get it for sure.
Right, right.
I mean, 3DS, like I kind of want to be done with 3DS. I mean, I'm not done with 3DS. I've still got unfinished games to beat on. I kind of want the new WarioWare. But But I wish games were only coming out on Switch and 3DS. But I was asking John about it after watching his Luigi's Mansion video. I said, is Luigi's Mansion screwed up if you played it at 60 frames on emulator? And he said, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there are some games that, you know, are just, you know, kind of hardwired to be 30 frames.
Yeah, yeah.
So I bet that was part of the reason it came out. I mean, I'm just guessing, but I bet that's part of the reason it came out on 3DS instead of Switch, because like it would be kind of weird for this to not be 60 frames on Switch, especially given Nintendo like makes everything 60 frames except for Zelda.
Right, right.
These days, anyway. It would be a little strange. For this to not be 60 frames on Switch. So I'm just kind of guessing there. But who knows? They could redesign it for 60 and release it maybe, you know, in conjunction with Luigi's Mansion 3. I'm very curious who's developing that.
Yeah, there's like really no info, is there?
Yeah. I mean it could be in-house. I don't know. Yes, this is being output component video to the OSSC,
mm-hmm.
and also HDMI output simultaneously. It's called a GC Dual mod, which allows component and HDMI at the same time. Previous HDMI mods did not allow that. They actually took the place of the component output.
Yeah, actually, you know, the system that this got put in, it actually had Jason from GameTech put it in. And I actually had an HDMI mod in this that removed my digital
previous
port.
Mod.
Yeah, but he...
Oh, so
he,
how is your port restored?
He got another one and put it on.
Okay.
He, like, restored it. He, like, put it... Removed the old mod and got another connector and, like, put it back in.
And at one point, you were thinking about just, like, straight up giving me this GameCube.
Yeah. And it, as you know, it's kind of in the thumbnail.
Is it the green one?
It is not the green one.
The green one's just stock.
Yes.
What color is this one? Is this black?
Yeah, it's a black one.
Do you have an Indigo?
I don't. I would get if I got an Indigo, I would probably just like change the the case with one. Like I found like a one that was. I don't know where I'm going. I do want to have an Indigo one eventually because like that's the one that I my original was. Mm-hmm. Where am I supposed to be going here? You know.
You have a key.
I don't have any keys, it looks like.
Does anyone in the chat know where he should go? I haven't been, paying attention to, progression.
Yeah. I think it's just probably me looking for... Let's see.
Are you supposed to get a certain number of booze?
I think that that's probably what's happening here.
Anthony says you just have to look for booze.
Okay.
What the there's blue rooms and green rooms and yellow rooms. What does all that mean?
I don't know.
Mario.
So, have you checked the second floor?
Yes, I got three of them up there.
Oh, you got three booze up there. Well, you've already got three booze too.
Yeah. Amen. There's not one in here. Maybe there's a room I just think it missed. What is
yellow means there's a boo in that room if you look at your
right
map.
Right, so I'm saying it's time to he's quitting some quitting Fraggle Rock, I guess. Let's look back upstairs. Maybe I didn't look in enough rooms there.
What about Fraggle Rock?
No, someone was just like someone was saying it's time to light the light. I'm assuming that that's what it's from, because someone said Fraggle Rock afterwards in the chat. Oh, here we go.
Anthony thinks you need to get five booze to progress. Right.
All right, I only need one more then. Nope. All right, probably just need one more. Here we go. Give me that heart.
You know, I bet there's a few people out there who have a tradition of
playing this every Halloween.
Playing this every October, yeah. I could see that being a good tradition. I mean, once you know it, like, even if you weren't speedrunning it, I bet you could get through it in just 2 or 3 hours.
Probably. Come on, stay here. Stay here. No, there we go. All right, I got five.
Our friend Drumble has started... A annual tradition of playing a permadeath run of Sweet Home.
Really? How many times has he done it? I thought he was playing through it the first time the other night, but no. He wasn't playing through it for the first time the other night last week.
No. That I guess that's his third run, sort of. But the second, the first was, you know, a normal playthrough, you know, reloading his save if he lost someone.
I see.
And second time was a, he got maybe through a third or half of the game, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so he started a third run. So it's his second October permadeath. Actually, like, I actually rewatched my Sweet Home episode.
Oh, really? Oh, to get inspiration for the lighting, right?
No, I actually had already shot it.
Oh.
But then I was like, I wonder how it looked in comparison.
I mean, I think it looks pretty good.
I ended up rewatching the whole thing because I found it to be surprisingly watchable. I mean, you know, once an episode reaches a certain age, I can't really look at it.
Oh, anymore, yeah, you know? Yeah.
But I was, I mean, that's, I mean, gosh, that's probably like 3 years old now. And I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
This holds up better than other videos of that time.
When I got five, maybe now I'm missing something.
Ah, Sammy SNES has a tradition of playing the Splatterhouse trilogy.
Oh, all three of them, huh?
So here's something I just noticed that kind of surprised me. And I never noticed this before, but I was just recording footage from the Wii version of Rondo of Blood. And it has uneven horizontal scaling, which normally Wii Virtual Console games just, you
they're
know,
just exactly like the original.
Basically, I mean, the color and brightness levels can be different, but I mean, the horizontal and vertical resolution just output at the same specs as they originally were, except for early TurboGrafx games. They're,
yeah, they
know,
had the
480i.
Right.
You know, they're really blurry.
Yes.
But then, like, later TurboGrafx games that aren't blurry, I always thought, oh, this is great. I never noticed it before, but there's shimmer. It's like, I feel like it's almost like it's stretching 256 pixels to 320 or something like that. And it's uneven. I mean, it's in a way that you would even see it that way on a CRT or the OSSC. And it's
real. I guess I haven't really played it much.
So yeah, I mean, it's kind of bumming me out now because I was. Like, I always, like, considered, I mean, I've got my own Rondo of Blood now and my own PC Engine, but, like, I always, like, considered that, like, the best way to play it if you don't have original hardware, but now it's kind of like, oh, it's kind of got a problem I didn't realize before. I mean, it's not the worst shimmer I've ever seen. I mean, certainly I didn't notice it before. I mean, the last time I played it was I captured footage for you for the Wii Shop Channel video.
Right.
Which, you know, it wasn't that long ago. I was like, what, March? I didn't notice it then.
Well, you weren't paying you weren't specifically paying attention for it, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, I usually notice that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess. I wouldn't have been looking for it because I just wouldn't have even assumed that would be a thing with analog output, you know?
Yeah.
It's dumb. What is there? Seth in the chat says that my tradition is actually playing this game every Halloween. I'm up to about 4 years in a row. Well, how long does it usually take you? I mean, I assume you don't use, like, speedrun strats or anything like that. You play through it normally, but you probably know how to play through it pretty quickly. Right.
Get off me.
But yeah, on GameCube launch day, I had this. I had had Rogue Leader and Wave Race Blue Storm.
Ah,
that's. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, thinking back, I mean,
maybe you should talk about that. That might be a good. That might be a good, like little quick discussion piece for the for this week's video log. You just talk about like the launching of the GameCube, or something. I don't know.
I mean, it's not like it was this week or anything.
No,
but,
it's not.
I mean, but yeah,
was it like November?
Random topics.
Was it like November 21st?
I was in that ballpark. I remember. I pre-ordered it, Funko Land. Like, you know, back in the days when there was no, like, rigorous, pre-orders go up on this day. I mean, yeah. I just, like, one day walked in, I'm like, can I pre-order a GameCube? Like, yeah.
I got one at Circuit City.
Oh, you didn't even get one at your place of employment?
No. I mean, I just wasn't gonna get either system. I didn't, and because I mean, the original Xbox came out like a week later.
Yeah, that's right.
It might be a week before, but it was like
Xbox did technically come out first.
Yeah, it was like within a week of each other though.
Yeah, because I've got my game shelves ordered by date of system release, and Xbox games do come before the GameCube games. Just like the Xbox One games come after the PS4 games. It's like a couple of days. I think it was less than a week, or maybe a week.
It seems like the GameCube was the last like really unique looking console, wasn't it? Or am I not? It's probably something I'm not thinking of.
I don't know. I mean, I think the Wii looks pretty unique.
I don't know. It's like a white.
Yeah, but it's got the jaunty angle.
True, but I mean, I feel like the GameCube was like the last one like had a unique design.
I mean, nothing probably really compares to the GameCube in that regard, either before or after. Like,
that's true.
This is a very unique design.
Oh, I can. I got a flamethrower. Come on. I can't flamethrow the I probably have to light these. That's probably why. There we go.
I mean, the Switch certainly has a unique design, but like the system by itself without the Joy-Cons attached, like it's not much to it. The Wii U is easily the most uninteresting looking system Nintendo ever. That was very much at a time when I feel like, I mean, maybe this is still the philosophy to some extent, but I believe, if I recall, like all the console manufacturers were like your system shouldn't draw attention to itself. It should just be a box that blends in with your entertainment setup and doesn't call attention to itself as a video game system. It's like, come on, dude, it's a video game system. Own it! You know?
Yeah.
Own it! Like, but the box isn't the main feature of the Wii. It's the gamepad. This is what it's about. You know? Yeah, this is what it's about, Sandy.
She, like, bites it in half.
My Game Boy Color has a wee itty bitty scratch on it from my dog growing up.
Oh yeah, I mean, you talked about that in the when you were shooting the Game Boy episode.
Oh yeah, I thought people were gonna like really get OCD about the scratch on my Game Boy Color, but no one's ever commented on. You know, I have never seen like a used Game Boy or DS or anything like that was like pristine. And like, if I had been the original owner of, you know, all of those systems, they would be pristine. I mean, my GBA is pristine.
Speaking of pristine, I actually like spent a whole bunch of time these last couple of days like pulling apart a bunch of controllers. So like, I went through and for each console that I had like many controllers for, I found the two that were the worst, or they had like issues with them, and I opened them up and combined them to and like made one good one out of it, essentially. And it was fun. It kind of like I then went through all my controllers because I had such kind of a fun time doing it. So I went through all my. Other like today I went through like a bunch of Super Nintendo controllers and like opened them up and just like cleaned them like completely. And like I have my childhood Super NES controller and it's like not gross anymore. And you know, you have when you get inside those things, they're pretty gross. I mean, they can be pretty gross. And it's just kind of weird thinking about like, oh, this is like my grossness. This is like teenage Corey's grossness on this one. It's not just like somebody, some person, you know. It's like this is me on this controller.
I mean, mostly you. So probably some of your probably some DNA samples from some of your friends on there too.
But it was fun. I mean, it's like fun kind of going through all that and like this. No.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to try those 8-bit dough, like, make your own wireless controller kits, because like, I've got a few Super Nintendo controllers that would be good candidates for that.
Well, I mean, if you consider doing something like this, I mean, they are not hard to clean. And, you know, like, I opened it up and I use like isopropyl alcohol and Q-tips like on all the pads. And I took all the actual plastic parts, like the buttons and like the D-pad and stuff, and I like scrubbed it like under warm running water with a toothbrush. And I think they're in pretty great shape. What I kind of find is interesting is I had two that were specifically like 1991 controllers. Sorry, I didn't mean to like pause and to talk about it. They're 1991 controllers because, like, in the 1991 controllers, you can tell what they are is because the L and R buttons, it has the L and R like actually printed on there instead of like in the plastic.
It's like engraved,
it's not like engraved, it's just like printed on there. And two of those, the L button or the R button had like broken. I had two separate ones that the R button had broke, and I don't know if that's like a kind of a known thing that happened with those early controllers, because you know the PCB is like a little bit maybe a little bit thicker or something like that. Like they noticed that was happening, so they made like they tweaked it maybe.
I didn't know about that.
But yeah, I mean, like I even did it with my ASCII pad, and like that is looking.
Oh man, that's got a lot of pieces to put back together.
Yeah, but it was not bad. It's not tough to do it. But I mean, there's definitely a lot of grossness in there.
No, I mean, maybe I should take a look at some of mine sometime. I'm definitely planning to sort of pick a selection of controllers to go upstairs where I've got some of the spare consoles hooked up for my composite mess video and capture and stuff like that.
Right.
So I'm going to have some controllers ready up there, which would be good because some of my controller baskets are pretty full down here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I kind of did was I took one that was like the unrecoverable one. It was like in the worst shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like putting them in like a bin that I can use for B-roll purposes.
Oh,
just, like,
I've got like a taken apart ASCII pad or something like that that didn't work in a drawer somewhere. I should probably get it out so I can, you know, I don't know.
Well, this isn't like, I mean, it's just annoying kind of getting in like into the like the bin and everything like that and like being like pulling out. Oh, there's a Mario hat. It just like it saves me the time from having to get into like stuff like that, and get it out to like if I need to use it in a video for any reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's a good idea. I mean I should kind of take stock of what controllers I have.
And... Yeah, I mean I had a 3-button Genesis one, and I had 2 3-buttons. I had one that was one of the later ones that it's all like black and white. And then the early ones had kind of like red accents on it, like red A, B, and C button labels and stuff like that. And like the up, down, left, to right on the outside of the ring of the D-pad is red as well. So I took those apart and I was able to clean them a bunch. And so there's like a difference in between them. Like the D-pad on the like the early ones with the red accents, like the D-pad underneath it has like kind of a peg sticking out to kind of give it like a rocker. And the later ones don't have that. Instead, they have in the rubber, there's like a little ball bearing. But that makes it so it like I felt that it like made it so that the D-pad sticks up a little bit taller on there and is like much more usable. But I like the look of the red better. So I took the insides of the later controller and put it inside the red shell. So I kind of get like the best of both worlds.
I think it was a red one that I got not too long ago. A red Genesis controller. It's actually a really good shape. I've got probably like maybe 3 3-button controllers that are actually in really good shape. I've got one that's not as good. I've only got 1 6-button. But you know, hearing you talk about it, I wonder how tough it would be to restore a DualShock 3, because when I was recording some Symphony of the Night on PS3, I was noticing that My old blue DualShock 3 is
Does they have rumble on it, or is it a 6-axis? Does it not have rumble? Because I just got the same blue DualShock at Goodwill a little while ago.
Oh, is it just a 6-axis?
I don't know.
I forgot about 6-axis.
The way you can tell is if you look at the battery voltage, there's like 3.5. don't have rumble, and then the 5-volt.
Oh well, I mean this is definitely a DualShock. I don't have any 6-axis.
Oh, okay, what does it say on the back of it then? Like, what does it say for voltage? Does it say like 3.5?
Well, I mean, it says DualShock 3 on the top of this.
Right.
It says DualShock 3 and 6-axis.
Right, but like
the voltage is a DC 3.7 volt.
Right,
300 milliamps.
Do you have like another later controller there? Because this is like something that I looked up.
This one says the same thing. This black one. This is the one that synced to my PSP Go.
That's all you got is just those two?
Well, I've got one upstairs, and I might have another in a drawer. This is like the only colored one I have. What like I was thinking about, here? I was thinking about getting another colored DualShock. I mean, this one, the color's not fading too bad, but like, I mean, DualShock sticks are kind of loose anyway, but it'd be kind of nice. Like, PS3 controllers get real nasty.
If you don't use them, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
they get that, like, greasy stuff on the, stick. Like, what is up with that?
I don't know.
What causes that?
It's gross. It's like the rubber.
It's gross. Yeah, I don't know, but it's nasty. This is actually a real nasty controller. Like, maybe you will have inspired me to clean this controller.
That one, like, I have no idea. Like opening up a DualShock is, like,
well, I'm sure it's a lot more complicated, but, like, I feel like this controller is not too good to me as it is, because, like, the buttons are just sticking real bad. Like, I don't really want to play anything seriously with it. Like, I've used this controller, I want to say, since I played, like, Arkham Asylum. Like, yeah, this has been my main controller since around then.
I don't know where I'm supposed to be going. Again.
It's just, this controller has, like, a lot of grossness in the seam between the plastic halves.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it.
That is what I did, though. I mean, I was able to scrub all that stuff off with a toothbrush.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is a rough looking controller, actually. I wouldn't buy it if I saw it at a store.
What's interesting about the DualShock is just how light it is. It just feels flimsy.
Which DualShock?
The DualShock 3, sorry. Like that one, the PS3.
Yeah. I mean, I was always kind of an apologist for the DualShock 3 during the PS3's day.
Yeah.
You know, because people were always talking about how much better the 360 controller is, but you know, after I was, you know, using it a little bit to the 360, I was using it a little bit not long ago, and I was thinking about, like, you know, I was definitely a big PS3 guy during PS3's generation, but, like, yeah, the PS3 has the better D-pad, but I will admit that the 360 controller is better, other than the D-pad.
As someone says, Anime Game Kid 7797 says, is there going to be a controller cleaning episode? I don't know if I could do an episode on it, but maybe. I mean, I did do on our, we do a weekly video log for, like, our Patreon, and I just did one where I swapped out the insides of a NES classic controller with a regular NES controller.
So now it's feels perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, my NES controllers, well, most of my NES controllers are in, like, real good shape. I mean, I'm almost reluctant to open up a controller that, like, I'm even just to clean it, like, that I'm happy with how it's working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I guess because, like, when I was a teenager, I remember opening a few controllers. Like, I swapped ASCII pad buttons out, like, because, you know, they had, like, the Super Famicom colors. I swapped those buttons out and put them into a regular Super Nintendo controller.
Uh-huh.
And my ASCII pad never, I never, for whatever reason, it didn't work anymore after that. which I mean seems crazy because I mean it seems easy to take apart a controller and put it back together, but it never works. So like I feel like that experience is always maybe like a little skittish about opening controllers when you know they're already working good, you know.
Yeah,
I've opened controllers if you know I needed to for another reason, but I've always been a little skittish about it.
Do you know what I'm supposed to be doing here?
No, I don't even know where you are.
I'm in this room with the flames.
Oh, there's a temperature gauge.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know what I'm supposed to actually use it on.
Austin says early DualShock 3 controllers are a pain to put back together. I don't know whether my blue one counts as early or not.
I think the 3.5 are earliers. Because there's a definite, like, voltage difference.
Do you think the one I have is the 3.7 is later?
No, I think it's earlier.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of tempted to open it up, though. Just because, like, I mean, maybe clean it could help it feel better.
Maybe. You should definitely video it, though. Shoot it, for sure, when you do it. Because I think maybe that's what I'll do with... Like, maybe that would be fun. It would be, like, really easy thing to do. Opening up controllers and cleaning them.
Yeah, I would, Jeff, I'd say that's a pretty common term. I see people abbreviate DualShock as DS somewhat often. I agree, it's a little confusing. I try to avoid it. I spell out DualShock. Mario.
I mean, we could do an episode where we can, like, open up every single controller we can think of.
It sounds a little tedious.
Indeed.
So, did you ever get any, or did they even sell them? The, like, standalone... Super NES Classic Edition controllers? Can you swap?
You cannot. They're different.
You can't.
I looked it up, and you cannot.
Well, that's a shame. It's like seamless for the NES, though.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that figuring that I couldn't do that was one of the reasons that kind of got me into cleaning these other ones, the ones that I had, you know.
Cinema Awesome says the back of his blue DualShock 3 says 5 volts, so it's not 5.7 like mine says.
Or 3.7 is what yours. I mean, I have a white one.
Oh.
They came with my Super Slim that says 5 volts. That's what I mean. It's like, I think those ones have longer battery life, too. Flame the hovering candlestick in the hallway. Okay. Uh-huh. I see. I know what you're talking about now.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize it's basically 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's down here. Maybe it's this way. Oh, yeah, there it is. Thanks for that. Sigma Sean. Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to be following him, or am I supposed to be trying to catch him?
I'm not sure.
Oh, he's gonna go in the room that I've been, you know, trying to figure out what to do in. Their voices are pretty funny, though. Get it! Having a hard time with that inverted aiming.
What the heck was he doing with the candle when he sat down?
Oh, I don't know. God only knows.
What is he doing with that?
He's relaxing. Like, oh,
he it looks like he's like.
He's a.
He's like making sure no one's around, and then he's like scratching his butt with the candlestick or something. Like, what is he doing?
Oof. I don't know.
Like, what is going on?
I don't know. He just does it over and over again. It's
like, oh, and there's like a hole
he's
in the middle of that stool. Oh. I do not know what is going on here.
Yeah, that's. He's just putting it up his butt. You know, up his ghost butt.
I mean, I guess that's why he died. I mean.
You know, that's what all ghost butlers do. You know,
butlers.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's why they're called butlers. Well, I'm glad we got to experience that.
Yes.
The reflection, that is pretty impressive, like the reflection on the doorknob.
I know, right? Like, it's so subtle that it's almost like, why is it even there? But
any thoughts on the upcoming NVIDIA big format displays? I'm not familiar.
I believe they're basically NVIDIA monitors, but they're like television sized, I think.
Oh, wow.
I haven't looked into it a whole lot, but I mean, you know, they probably have like G-Sync and stuff, which is that all that useful? Like, would G-Sync work with like FreeSync on Xbox One or something like that? Because like FreeSync is like, you know, like an open standard by AMD, I think. I don't know if it's like cross-compatible with G-Sync or not. High refresh rate. So does that mean like minimum ghosting and stuff?
That's fun. The music, the instruments.
I can't hear it.
That just
is it playing just... just like Luigi's Mansion music.
No, it's playing the Mario 1 theme. That's gonna get us a copyright claim right here. Oh, then it's Mario World. Oh, we got a donation. When it pops up again, we read it when it comes up on your stream.
Oh, there it is. Inmate 302, my Sega Saturn finally arrived. Thank you, Corey, for tips on picking a model. I swear I won't say bad words this time, so you guys don't get in trouble. But he still loves Quake 2.
I thought it was Mario World, but it was actually Mario 3. Like, I don't know why. Oh. Fighting the deadly sheets. It's kind of amazing how little this game I remember.
Okay, so G-Sync and FreeSync are not cross-compatible. So, I mean, it sounds to me like G-Sync is inherently, like, kind of useless unless unless you're only a PC gamer.
Right.
And are only using NVIDIA graphics cards, which, I mean, I do prefer NVIDIA graphics cards to AMD generally, but I mean, consoles are, you know, well, the Switch is NVIDIA tech, I think, but, like, Xbox and PS4 are AMD tech. So, and I'm assuming the same will be true of next gen, so... I don't know. Like, sounds like FreeSync is the thing to have, because that's what those systems are more likely to have.
You know,
especially because I believe it's license free to incorporate FreeSync.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at that picture of when you're on the save screen of the. Like the GameCube memory card. I really like memory card technology. I think it's like such a good way to.
Oh yeah, as a concept. Oh, I think it's the best. It's the best format. Period. It's independent of the game. It's independent of the console.
Yes.
You can take it anywhere. You can copy it, transfer it. Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. It is the best option, and it's a shame we don't have it anymore.
I mean, but I feel sure, like it's like an extra $20 when you buy your system. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard stories about people, like, when they got a PS1, they, like, left their system on for a week before they could get a...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the downside of that is the Vita. You know, I was actually just having trouble with my Vita. I actually downgraded my Vita from a 64 gig card to a 16 gig card because I heard that the 64s were kind of flaky, and I think I was having some problems, and I thought, well, I don't want problems for the long term, so I swapped it out to a 16. Well, I was having problems with my Vita this weekend trying to do Castlevania stuff. Because of the 16 gig memory card. Like, I actually had it yesterday. I set to rebuild the database. I haven't checked it since. Hopefully it finished doing that just fine. And hopefully that solved my problem, maybe. N64, I guess, was kind of problematic. For N64, because it was like inconsistent. Like, at first people expected saves on the carts, but then there were a lot of third-party games that required saving. You know, so, but like for PlayStation or GameCube, you know, it's consistent. You're always saving to a memory. And, you know, so you have it, you know what to expect. You know, I actually want, you know, I've kind of been getting more I've kind of in recent years expanded my PS1 and PS2 memory card library. Actually, I really need to organize the content on them a bit better. But I want to come up with something like, it's like not too big. It's like the right size to put PlayStation memory cards in. In my mind, it's almost like, you know, those old floppy disk containers that you open the lid and you thumb through your floppy disks. I'm almost imagining that, but much smaller, so that it would be the right size for a PlayStation memory cards. I don't really know what to look for, but
I didn't realize there was a trailer for Pikmin in this game. And the option screen.
Well, I mean, the game came out a couple weeks later, I guess.
No, it was not a launch window game, was it?
Yeah, it was I want to say.
I feel like it was I thought it came out.
Early December.
Really?
Yeah, I'll check right now. Pretty sure it was early December. Pretty sure.
I should play this sometime.
You've never played Pikmin 1?
I never played any of them.
You've never played a Pikmin game, period.
All three, too.
You've never played one.
I got them at Goodwill. They were I kind of got a mother load of GameCube games at Goodwill, over a couple of different trips. Pikmin 1 and 2 for $4 each, and they're they're expensive. At least the second one is. Even after the
It came out December 2nd,
2001. Oh, wow.
I'm surprised you didn't realize. Oh, gosh. I can't believe you've not played them.
Well, it's that time limit. It makes me really nervous to play it. But maybe
it's not that difficult. I've never had to restart the game back from an earlier save because of it.
I guess that makes sense because it's not even a. It doesn't seem like it would be a very difficult game.
It's not overly difficult. I mean, what I did was once I feel I'm kind of ahead of schedule, then I'll spend a few days doing nothing but growing new Pikmin.
Let's check out the Hidden Mansion.
So kind of bolster your army. I mean, it's not an easy, easy game, but it's not particularly, especially difficult though. I'm unsure if it would be a good stream game for you. I feel the better experience would be off stream.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be.
Pikmin 2 would probably be a better stream game than Pikmin 1. Because Pikmin, especially later in Pikmin 2, there's a lot more. Pikmin 2, it kind of has a lot of random elements, and it's not. It doesn't have a time limit.
Did you finish 3? What did you think about 3?
Oh yeah, I finished well. 3 is very good. It's interesting because they kind of they blend obviously Pikmin 1 had, there's a bit of stress because of the time limit. Pikmin 2 has no time limit. It's got these randomized dungeons that I don't really like, and it's got a ton of items. Mario. Pikmin 2 is okay, but I don't like it as much as the first. And then Pikmin 3, is kind of a compromise. There's technically no overarching time limit, but you have to collect enough juice. collect food that you can turn into you have a crew of three astronauts, and you have to like collect the food so that you've got like supplies. So you have a dwindling supply. So you've got a time limit that you have the capability to continue to push forward.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's like so easy to get more juice. There's like a point in the game where there's like suddenly for a brief time like a bit of panic, but like it's just kind of a, you know, it's kind of easy situation to get out of, but like otherwise it's pretty straightforward. Pretty easy to, so it didn't really reintroduce the stressful element as much as I might like it to, but it's a very good game. I can't believe you've never played it. For some reason, that's just
blown. I have them all, but
I mean, 1 and 3 are definitely the best.
I mean, there's a lot of people would say that 2 is the best because 2 was like the expensive one. It was expensive for a while.
I mean, it's a series where I could easily see anyone picking any of the three for their favorite. I mean, they all have a slightly, they're all very similar, but also, you know, have their subtle differences.
Right.
The random dungeons and 2 kind of, and the lack of any sort of stressful element at all kind of dampened 2 for me. In fact, I didn't finish 2 when it was new. Like, I restarted it years later to beat it. It all just kind of bored me compared to the first and third. I want to say that I played a big chunk of 3 on a snow day home from work. That's always fun.
That's right. You have snow days on there, don't you?
Oh, do snow days not exist?
Well, I mean, they exist elsewhere, obviously, but
they're
much easier people, for you to have them down there. I guess.
People panic down here.
Right.
It's not like snow never happens.
Right.
I mean, snow is common enough, but people freak out, I guess.
There's definitely a lot of GameCube games that I did not play. I'd like to play eventually.
Yeah. I mean, Pikmin 1 is not a particularly long game.
Is it like a 8 to 10 hour game, you think?
Or longer? Oh, yeah. It's probably less than 10 hours.
Really?
I would think so. I mean
that's really like the sweet spot for me. It's like 10 hours or less.
Let me
I prefer like 7 to 8.
How long to beat is making it look like 8 to 9.
Okay. So is everyone thinking that the HDMI, are they feeling that the HDMI looks better? So I see a lot of people talking
about it. A lot of people are commenting on preferring the color, but again, you know, there could be, the capture cards could be treated differently.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems about right. Like, I feel like sometimes HDMI is generally been like a bit brighter. Like, it definitely is with the Ultra HDMI.
But I really like, I mean, you can't, it doesn't convey on the stream, but I really do like the look of 960p.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it looks great on a TV, for sure.
You know, we were just saying that we need to do some GameCube video updates.
Yeah, soon. Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's gonna be pretty soon. We want to like review like the Kirby and the Eon finally, but we want to like put them like head to head. You know,
mm-hmm.
Even though like basically they're gonna be exactly the same.
Yeah. I mean, can't imagine any reason they wouldn't be.
Right.
So are you seeing much difference in this mansion?
No. I'm like just doing the same
old crap.
Yeah. I'm gonna beat the boss and then I'll quit.
Oh yeah, as soon as I've got a Weedle in my possession, basically that's going to be the beginning of production of the Wii RGB 200 series episode.
Right.
So, yes. That's what I was waiting for. Like, I didn't want to do a Wii episode.
Got a donation, $2 donation from Brennan Doherty, who says the Red Sox won the World Series.
Was that tonight?
Yeah, it must have just happened.
Well,
congratulations if you're from Boston.
I literally had no idea the World Series was tonight.
Yeah, it's been going on for like last week or whatever. I think there was like a game.
I literally had no idea it was this last week or whatever. Oh. Derek, the original GameCube component cable is the one on the right via the OSSC.
This Castlevania Season 2 came out. I haven't even watched Season 1.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But, yeah, that's good. Now it's like you watch all 12. Play Rondo.
Q is saying play Rondo Blood and Symphony of the Night next week. Well, before next week, hopefully on Saturday, there will be an episode about Rondo Blood and Symphony of the Night.
And probably by next Sunday, you're not going to want to play it anymore.
No. Maybe Rondo, but I'm like... Like, Rondo has, like, a level select and stuff, and, you know, it's much more, you know, action-oriented, I guess. Like, the first bit of Symphony, I'm so sick of by this point.
Yeah.
I definitely do want to do a full replay of Symphony someday in my remaining years. Someday before I die, I hope to play the entirety of Symphony of the Night at least once more.
Yeah.
Who knows when I'll get to that.
But doing a Sonic 1, I could finally do my comparison of the sign spinning sound.
Oh yeah. Anime Game Kid, I am not aware of any first party game that does not support 4K TV on the game. Corey did find his boss. He just loaded up his old save because he wanted to see like if he could tell any difference with the new mansion or whatever they call it.
Right.
I think there actually might be three variations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe. I forget. But I don't remember what the differences are.
What's going on now? Did this happen earlier? Am I getting like new moves? Yeah, I don't remember this happening. We haven't had a chance to look at any of the pound technology cables yet.
Yeah, we're getting questions like crazy about them, though. Yeah. So we're inevitably going to have to look at them. I'll admit, a little skeptical. But I will do my due diligence with them eventually, I'm sure. Seems like something people will ask about forever if we ignore them. Is there a Wii one?
Of what? Oh, the pound? I don't know.
I mean, if so, then I definitely need to get my hands on it soon, regardless.
I don't think that there is. But someone was saying yesterday, someone tweeted to us saying, oh, the PS2 or PS2 cable like solves the Chrono Cross issue. And
that actually makes me more skeptical of it.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't. That sounds to me like it's not handling 240p correctly.
Yes, and it's just 480i, or it's just, you know, it's making it 480p. It's, you know, it's making everything 480p.
I'm willing to analyze it on its own merits. I just need to get one.
Right. I mean, because like I just don't think that there's any technology there that exists right now that would make it so that when it's sending a different resolution to the screen, the screen is going to have to re-handshake with it, with the device. Yeah. Because, you know, if you're making 480i, 480p, that's one thing, but you'd have to be making 240p would have to be being read differently.
Yeah.
In the first place. So mm-hmm. what it's making, it's just doing, it's just like making it 480p all the time for everything.
I'm skeptical, but you know.
Okay, so General Osimo is saying PS2 pound cables only does 480i, but works well for PS1.
So if you ran a 480p, you couldn't run a game in 480p natively on PS2 while using that?
I don't know. I guess you could make him go so slow. He tiptoes. Watch when he change. Look at his face when you turn really slowly.
Ah, my stream. Oh, there you go.
His mouth. just when you see it, just watch his mouth. I can't get it to do it.
Oh, there it is.
You just like.
They took out 480p to keep PS1 support. I don't understand why they couldn't just do both, but maybe it makes sense when I use it.
All right. Well, that was fun. That's fun. Now we gotta hope that the stream doesn't show up as like a new video on our.
Oh yeah, well we'll find out.
Yeah,
we'll find out. We eventually did get people to come view. It was just sort of weird how people.
No. It was not showing up in people's lists.
Right, but not only was it not showing up, like normally there are people. You know, can anyone explain why? Like normally, there's like a handful of people in the chat. Before we even put it live.
Right. And I...
Like, was there some reason that people couldn't access it?
I mean, they'd have to go and look for it. It was just, like, unlisted. I said it was going to start at 9 o'clock, but I put up the preview for it, like 6:30 or 7.
Oh, it was sync on green for 480p that was throwing pound off. That makes sense. To keep PS1 compatibility, they would have to be using RGB instead of YPBPR. That does kind of make sense. Although I don't understand why they couldn't just do sync on green. But that does kind of make sense now. Does kind of make sense.
I just want to talk about my shirt for a second.
Huh?
I just want to talk about my shirt for a second.
Yes.
It says Jonesy on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a picture of Jonesy from the Alien movies. And it says down below, it says, in space, no one can hear you meow. My mom got this for me. Because you know, growing up, you know, I had a cat named Jonesy. It was an orange cat that it was named after Jonesy from Alien.
Oh.
Aliens. Look at that cat.
Yep.
Anyways, so that's gonna do it. It's gonna do it for tonight, I think.
Yep. Look for that. Rondo of Blood and Symphony of the Night video on Saturday. Like I say, not just about the new versions by any means. It's kind of a celebration of the games for what they are and a look at all the various versions that have released.
Do you have any ideas for like little segments to do for the video log at all? You not thought about it?
No, not yet. Not right now.
Does anybody? I mean, I don't know. Like, I have a whole list of things, and there's some people like in our Patreon that like said, "Oh, you guys should do this." Someone I asked if we would like show some of our favorite box art, which might be fun to do.
Yeah.
We'll have to think about it.
Are you? Yeah. I mean, I can definitely come up with some random segments. We just need to shoot like two segments each.
Week. Or even just like, I mean, or even
two, one.
One segment each. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Anyways, we will. We'll see you next week. And thanks for everyone who watched and everyone who donated. Thank you. And good night.
Good night.